Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Aleph from a Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, by the words Abu Umana. So it says the Gemara that Abu Umana have asile shalma mimusifta derakia kol yoima. At Abba, the blood letter, so he would receive a Shalom Aleichem from the Masifta Derekiah every single day. Ulabaye komali yom de Shabsa. Abaye would receive the Shalom every Erev Shabbos. Lurava komali yom de Kippuri every Erev Yom Kippur. And Avakachol Shadaita da Abaye Mishum da Abu Umana. Abaye felt Chalisha Sadas from Abu Umana that Abu Umana is getting more Shalom Aleichem from the Masifta Derekiah. So Amrule, they say to Abaye, that you can't do like Abu Umana's job. You can't do what he does. And therefore, you shouldn't feel so bad. My havu uvdei, what was Abu Umana's job? My havu uvdei da Abu Umana. Diki Abu Avid Milsa, when he would bloodlet, have a machis gavri luchot v'nashi luchot. He was wearing makbet that there should be tznias in his office. There was the men on one side and the women on the other side. V'isle levusha dis be karna. He had a certain shirt that had in it a tube that was bezia biki kusilta, and it had a hole in it, a very tiny hole, just the size of the needle that he needed to bloodlet. And in this way, kavas asi laissa have a malbish love. When a lady would come for bloodletting, he would have her wear the shirt. Kihechi delay nistakuba, and in this way, she didn't have to uncover anything when she was getting the needle in. She just had the shirt on, which didn't let anything exposed. And also the isle duchta ditznia, he had a certain private area. Where that's where people, whatever money, whatever fee Abu Umana took, that's where they would pay the fee. And the Islay Shadi Bey, somebody who had money would pay him. And the Leslay Loy Mikhsef, and this way someone who didn't have money to pay, he wouldn't be embarrassed. It was in his private area, nobody knew. When the Talmud Chacham would come, so then Agra Mine Loy Shakal, he wouldn't take any fee from him. Ubasar Dekai, and more than that, when the Tzorba Mirabana was leaving, so Yahiv Le Pshite, the Abu Umana would give him money. Va'amr Le, and he would tell him, Zil Bari Nafshach, go make sure you're healthy, go buy something to eat and to drink. Yoy Machad, one day, Shadar Abayi Zugad Rabbanan Lamivdike. Abayi sent a pair of Rabbanan to go check out Abu Umana to test him out. Oizvinu Vachunu Vashkinu. So Abu Umana, he gave them to sit, to eat, to drink. Umachluhu Bistarki Belelia. And he gave them some fine linens to sleep on at night. Litzafra in the morning, Karchinu Vishaklinu. These two Rabbanan, they took the sheets and they took it with them. They folded it up and took it. Vekamu Venafkulu Lashuka. And they went to the shuk to go ahead and to try to sell it. Vashkachinu, and they found Abu Umana there. Samulay, they say to him, Lashai Meimar, Hechi Shavu. Why don't you tell us how much you think these linens are worth? Samulahu, he says to them, I think it's worth this X amount of dollars. So Amrulay, they say back to him, Vidama Shamutzfe, maybe it's worth more. So Amrulu, he tells them, and I'll tell you the truth, Bahi Shaklinu, I have the same ones, and that's how much I paid for them, so I know that that's how much they're worth. So Amrulay, so they say to him, Didachniu, they're yours. Obviously, Abu Umana knew. But Vishaklinu Lamat Minach, and they tell him, we took it from you. So Amrulay, so they say to Abu Umana, Bematusa Minach, we beg you, B'maycha Shadtinan, what did you suspect of us in the morning when you realized that we took your stuff? So Amar Lahu, he says back to them, Amina Pidyan Shvuyam Miklu Lulu Rabbanan V'chsifu L'mimarli. I figured that there was some sort of Pidyan Shvuyam that you needed to collect money for, and you were embarrassed to tell me that that was the cause, so therefore you took it. So Amrulay, they say to him, Hashtad Nishaklan Umar, L'maysa now, maybe take your sheets back, L'maysa, we didn't really need it, it was just a test. So Amar Lahu, he says to them, Miahu Shaita Sachtinu Midaitoi Litztaka. Then no, from that moment on, I was Messiah Das, that it should be for Tzedakah, and therefore I'm not going to take it back. Now says the Gemara, so that was Abu Umana, that's why he was Zaycha to receive Shalom Aleichem from the Masifta Derekiah every single day. Abai only once a week, and Rava only every Erev Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara, Avakachol Shadaita the Rava Mishum da Abaye, Rava and Chalisha Sadas from Abaye that he was getting more Shalom Aleichems, and Amrulay, and they tell Rava that no, Mistayach to come and Manges Akul Kracha. That no, you shouldn't feel bad because it's in Yerzchus that the whole city is being protected. That's all happening in Yerzchus, so you actually have one up over Abaye. Now says the Gemara story, Rabreika Chayza Avashchiach B'shuk Debei Lefet. Rabreika Chayza was commonly found in the Shuk Debei Lefet, and Avashchiach Eliyahu Gabe, and Eliyahu Navi was commonly found by him also. So Amar Lei, one day he tells the Eliyahu Navi, he asks them, Ika by Shuk Bar Alma Dase, is there someone in the Shuk that's a Ben Oilam Haba? So Amar Lei, so Eliyahu Navi says to him, Loi, and no, right now there's no one. So Adachi Vahachi, as they're walking, Chazalu Gavrud Avasayim Esani Uchme, Vulei Rami Kuta Detchilta Beglime. They see a certain person, he's wearing black. black shoes, and he's not wearing tzitzis on his shirt. So Amar Lei, and Eliyahu Navi says to Rabbi Reika Chayza, Hai Bar Almudasehu, this person's a Ben Olam Haba. Rahad Basrei, and Rabbi Reika Chayza runs after the man, and Amar Lei, and he tells him, Mai Oivadach, what's your business? What do you do? So Amar Lei, so the man says back, Zila Inna Vitala Machar, come back tomorrow and we'll discuss it. Lamach in the following day, Amar Lei, Mai Oivadach, again, Rabbi Reika Chayza asks him, what do you do? Amar Lei, Zandukana, I'm a guardsman in a jail. What I do is I'm a jail guard, and I make sure that the men are kept separately than the women. I make sure I put my bed between the two cells, so they don't come to do an iser. When I see that there's goyim putting their eyes on a certain Jewish lady, so I make sure to be meiser nefesh. I do whatever it takes to make sure to save her from them. And yom echad, one day, have a naira my rasa gabon. There was a certain lady who was just engaged by us in the jail. The Yavu Benachrim Einayu and the Goyim were looking at her. So Shakli Durdayu Dechamra Vashadi La Bishipula. So I took some red wine and I put it on her dress, Va'amri, and I said to the Goyim, Distanuhi, she's a Nida. Why would you be looking at her like that? So Amar Lei, so Rebbeke Chayza says to him, okay, fine, so I see your story. But my time Ulasa Chute Varamis Misani Uchme. What's Pshah? You don't wear tzitzis and you're wearing black shoes. You look like a guy. Why are you doing that? So Amar Lei, so he says to them, that's exactly why I'm trying to look like a guy. I commonly go in and out from amongst the Goyim, and I don't want them to realize that I'm a Jew. Not Stam because he's embarrassed, but the reason is this way, when they make a gzera, they talk about it, they don't realize I'm Jewish, and I find out about it, and then I make sure to inform the Rabbanan, this way the Rabbanan could daven and be mevatel the Zera. Why did you tell me when they asked you what's your job? You told me come back tomorrow. Why did you push me off? So Amar Lei, so the man says back, because by Hishaita Gazu Gzirta, it was at that moment I just found out about Gzera, Vamina Varesha Izo Vashmalu Rabbanon, Dilabai Rachmi Allah Demilsa. So I figured, let me first go ahead and run and tell the Rabbanon so that they could go ahead and daven for it. Adachi Vachi, as we're having this conversation, Asuana Treyache, these two brothers passed by. And Amar Lei, Eliyahu Navi tells Rabbi Reika Chayza, Hanach Nami Bnei Amad Aseinenu. That these people also, they're also Bnei Olam Haba. Azul Gabayu, he goes after them, and Amar Lehu, and he says to them, Mai Ovedaychu, what's your job? What do you do? So Amru Lei, so they say to him, Inchei Bedoyche Anon. We're jokesters, we're comedians, Mevadchino Natsivi, we make sure that when we find people that look sad, we make sure to cheer them up. Inami, also, Kichazin and Beitre, the Isle Tigre Beadayu, when we see two people that are having a fight with each other, we make sure to make peace. We make shalom bayis between them. Now the Mishnah said al ilu masrin b'chol makon. The Mishnah mentioned a list of things that we're masrin about. So now the Braisa is going to say over some of that list and then give us some details. So Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa al ilu masrin b'chol makon. Different things that are eating up the crops, different winds or locusts, or also if they see a chayara, so then we're masriyan. Rabbi Kiva Omer to explain that al shidafin val yirakin bekolshu, even if there's just a kolshu of shidafin in yirakin, that's already a reason to be masriyan. V'chasil and arbe v'chasil, if there's locusts, afilu le'nira be'art Yisrael ele kanaf echad masriyan alehan, even if there's only one wing, one grasshopper in Eretz Yisrael, that's already a reason that we're masriyan. Now, v'alchaya v'chulu, we mentioned for a wild animal we're masriyan. So, Tana Rabbanon, chaya ra, sha'amru, bizman shi mishulachas. We're only masriyan for chaya ra if it's sent from Hashem. Then masriyan aleh. But ena mishulachas, if it doesn't seem like it's sent from Hashem, you see it in the zoo, you see it in a normal way, in its normal habitat, so then ein masriyan aleh, then that's not something you're masriyan about. Now, ezi mishulachas, ve'ezihi she'en mishulachas, what's considered normal or not normal? What's considered not normal that you consider it that it was sent from Hashem, and what's considered that it is normal that you consider it that it's not sent from Hashem? So near is Be'ir, if you find it in the city, that's strange. Mishulachas, then we assume it was sent from Hashem. Besad de'inu mishulachas, if you see it in the forest, that's not mishulachas. Be'yoy mishulachas, if you see it during the day, that's strange, that's mishulachas. Be'layla inu mishulachas. Ras ha'shnei b'nei adam v'ratz zachrayan, if it sees two people and it runs after them, that's mishulachas. Nech b'ismet b'nei, if it hides from them, inu mishulachas. achas. Tarfa shnei b'nei adam, if it attacks two people, v'achla echad mehen, and only eats one of them, that's mishulachas. Achla shneiim, but if he eats both of them, so stamu was hungry, so that's ena mishulachas. Also, l'gag v'nat latinag me'arisa, if it goes to the roof of a building and it takes the child from its crib, so that's mishulachas. So now ask the Gemara, how good for kasho? You have three steers in this braisa. Steer number one. Amrin nirasa b'yer mishulachas loishna b'yoyim loishna b'layla. You said if you see it in the city, it's considered mishulachas, mashmo, it doesn't matter if it's day or night. V'hadar amrin b'yoyim mishulachas b'layla ina mishulachas. Then you tell me only day to day, not at night. Says the Gemara, Lekashas on the Stira, Hachik Amar. The second line of the Braisa was explaining the first. That nirasa b'yir, and it's b'yoyim, that's when it's mishulachas. B'yir b'layla ina mishulachas. But if it's in the city and at night, that's not mishulachas. Inami and huadin besada afilu b'yoyim ina mishulachas. If it's in the forest, and even if it's at day, that's not mishulachas. So it's only if it's in the city, and only at day, that's when we consider it mishulachas. As the Gemara, second stira, you mentioned in the Braisa that Rasa Shnei B'nei Adam V'Rasa Achreya Mishulachas. If it sees two people and it runs after them, so that's Mishulachas. Mashma, only because it ran after them. Ha'i Medes, if it would stand still, ain't the Mishulachas, that's not Mishulachas. V'Hadaram B'nech B'Spipnei ain't the Mishulachas. Then you say if it runs away from them, if it goes and hides, that's when it's not Mishulachas. Ha'i Medes, Mishulachas. Mashma, if it stands still, that is considered Mishulachas. So says the Gemara, like, if the field is next to a swamp, so then the animal feels more comfortable, that's when we say if it's Oimedes, it's not Mishulachas. But if it's not next to a swamp and it's Oimedes, then that is considered Mishulachas. And the third stira, tarfa shnei b'nei adam va'achla echad mehen mishulachas. We said if it attacks two people and eats only one of them, that's considered mishulachas. But shneihem ain't a mishulachas. If it eats both of them, that's not mishulachas. Now the question is v'ha'amrin afilu rasasa. You said even if it just runs after them, that's already considered mishulachas. Samra papa kitanyahi ba'agma. That's that which we said, that it's only if it kills one out of two of them, that it's only considered mishulachas if it kills one out of two of them. That's when it's inside the agam. That's when the animal feels very comfortable. But if it's not in the agam, so that's when we say, even if it just runs after them, that that's concerned mishulachas. And the Gemara just has one final kasha on the braisa, gufa we mentioned, that also the gag v'not latinik me'arisa mishulachas. If it goes to the roof and it takes a child from its crib, so that's mishulachas. Ask the Gemara, that's very strange. So pshita, obviously that's considered mishulachas. Amar papa kekuche detzayade. We're not talking about the roof of a tall building. We're talking about a bird's trapper's hideout, which is very low down, and if so, you might have thought that's not super strange for the animal to go to the roof, and Kamashmal and the Braisa, that is still considered Mishulachas.